Unless you've been living under a rock for the last few months, chances are you know there will be a total solar eclipse on Monday.
It will happen over about a three-hour period, starting at about 1 o'clock and ending at about 4 o'clock.
That's Morris Cohen, a professor of electrical engineering at Georgia Tech. He and a team of undergraduate students will collect data during the eclipse using high-altitude weather balloons.
Now, we've been building these balloons for the past few years because we want to study lightning, but this seems like a really neat opportunity.
The last nationwide total solar eclipse occurred in June of 1918, nearly 100 years ago. The balloon will allow Morris to see the eclipse from above.
And so we'll be launching out about an hour or so before the eclipse, and it should reach its peak altitude right around when the eclipse comes by. We're going to be basically swimming in really cool data that we've never had before.
And North Georgia will be swimming in visitors like it's never had before. Here's Dillard City Councilor Roy D4.
I had a family come in yesterday from New Jersey, and they said, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful up here. We had no idea. We will be back.
Dillard is in Rabun County, which lies in the eclipse Path of Totality. The Path of Totality is a band crossing the continent where the sky will appear the darkest for the longest, and people are flocking to it.
We're a little concerned about the traffic that it could cause, but you look at the benefits that it's going to create for everyone. Personally, I have never seen a total eclipse. This gives me a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see something of the extraordinary. It is something I am truly looking forward to.
That was Dillard City Councilor Roy D4. If you're planning to travel to see the eclipse, we want to know where you're going. We're on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can post to Facebook, and we might feature your comments on the show.